And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you today. Hope you are having a great day. Taking a break from open line here for a few minutes and joining us here in studio and on the phone. In studio, we have Norma Simpson. And on the phone, we got Blanca Lopez. And ladies, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Good. Thank you. How are you?
Doing good. Blanca, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. All
right.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hope you are having a good day. And of course, guys, we're having you on because we have coming up later this month on the 19th, we're going to have the Hispanic Heritage Celebration, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, but a lot of good things going on out there. And Norma and Blanca, just kind of tell us a little bit how this whole thing got started.
So, Blanca, I'll let you take over.
Okay, thank you, Norma. So it all got started as wanting to do a little bit of positive interaction with the Hispanic community. Some people might know that community has been growing over the past few years. And we want to do a little bit more to be part of the community. And the best way we can think of that is by sharing our traditions, our culture, our food. And, yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
All right. So again, it's basically a way to get the Hispanic community out there to let everybody know, hey, we want you to come join us and just have kind of a good time. And so who came up with the idea for the Hispanic Heritage Celebration?
I did.
Okay, so it is a great idea. So again, just kind of let us know when will this be happening and where will it be happening at, and what can we expect when we get out there?
Norma, do you want to go ahead and
September 19th from 4 to 6. We're going to have a little bit of everything there. We will have for vendors like chicharrones preparados, that is like a pork rind with cream on it, avocado, a little bit of hot sauce. We'll also be selling tacos. We'll have a taco truck. We will have someone who like fried the tacos, and we'll be selling those there. Those are tacos dorados. We'll also have someone selling cakes, the tres leches, gelatina mosaico, which is like a mosaic gelatin. We'll also be having someone selling empanadas and other pastries. Also, we'll be doing a few raffles. We will also be doing a bingo, which is like a loteria, which is a Mexican bingo. We will have two little photo booths where you could take pictures at. And what else, Blanca? What am I missing?
We will also have a DJ, and we will also have a lot of, the information about a lot of different Hispanic figures that have made a change here in the United States. So a little bit of information, a little bit of fun, a little bit of everything.
So, yeah, again, just a little bit of everything coming up. And so where is this going to take place at?
This is going to be located on the 10th Street parking lot, so right behind Chick, that big parking lot right there, that's where we're going to be having that.
All right. And you can't miss it. It's going to be, again, out there, the big parking lot, the 10th Street parking lot. So you definitely can't miss it. And it's, again, going to be a lot of food vendors out there. Just a lot of fun, a lot of information. And you were talking about all the food there, Norma, just making me absolutely hungry.
Yes,
over here. So
my stomach's growling.
Especially when you start talking about tacos. I could eat every taco you can give
yes.
me. So, so, all right. So, again, this is happening on the 19th from 4 to 8. So what kind of other information should people know when they are come out there for the celebration?
Just when you arrive, to make sure you sign up for the raffles. We will have a little basket with cookies and a gift certificate from Krista Hanna from the KH Designs Photography. We will also have another one for Leo's haircut, for a free haircut. And two cakes. They're amazing. They just look amazing. So that's super excited to get that going.
All right. So, again, that's going to be on Sunday, September 19th from 4 to 8. Blanca, what other information maybe that people would like to know about this? Because I'm definitely excited about it to head on out there and check it out myself.
Yes. So we know that there's lots of people that love tamales, and we are going to make sure that we have lots of tamales there for everybody that loves them. And, you know, you can go grab them. You don't have to eat all of them. You can freeze them and eat them later. This is going to be a great experience for everyone. You know, we have never had anything like this before in Southeast Kansas. And I think it's going to be exciting. Hopefully it could be a great outcome, and we're able to have this every year starting this year.
Definitely would love to have it on a yearly basis. You're saying you're going to have the tamales out there. The only question I have is, yeah, if I get out there, there's probably not going to be enough for everybody. So I'll just let you know that right now. So, because I definitely love me some tamales. Oh, so yes. If anybody has any more questions, though, for you, either Norma or Blanca, how can they get a hold of you if they want a little bit more information on this celebration?
Yes, we are on Facebook, so look us up. We are under the Hispanic Heritage Celebration, so you can join us there. We'll be updating that and letting you know what's going to be happening. And also, you can email us on CoffeevilleHeritageAlliance@gmail.com.
All right, so great information there. And is there any way to maybe contact you guys by phone if anybody has any questions they would like to ask on the phone or something?
Yeah, you can message us on Messenger, Facebook, leave us a message. There's several of us on there that we can answer your questions as soon as possible.
All right. Well, guys, again, this is a great thing that's happening again coming up September the 19th from 4 to 8. It's going to be lots of, live music, entertainment, lots of games, and authentic Hispanic cuisine. Again, it's going to be a great thing out there. And hopefully, like you said, we can make this an annual tradition. And again, it's going to be there at the 10th Street parking lot, right behind the Chick's Bull Hall building. So, guys, I thank you so much for coming out for joining us today. Blanca, thank you for joining us on the phone. And Norma, thank you for coming in the studio today.
We
really, really appreciate it.
Thanks for the invitation. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, again, you guys have a fantastic day, and we will see you out there on the 19th.
Awesome. Good deal. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will have open line for you. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.